during the Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Mullah Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi up till now, and how he would spend his Ramadan, and what importance he would give to i'tikaf. Because i'tikaf was something that we are explaining for so many years, over close to about 60 years, continuously spending that i'tikaf, and what a quality of i'tikaf also he would spend. So just today I thought we'll just explain some of the etiquettes of i'tikaf, the rules, some of the wisdom, some of the benefits, some things to keep in mind for the benefit of those that are sitting for i'tikaf also, and those that are sitting or coming in for nafil i'tikaf. We find there are three types of i'tikaf. One is known as a wajib i'tikaf. Wajib i'tikaf is where a person had taken an oath, a vow, that if something happens, then I will keep i'tikaf. So he had taken a vow, an oath, a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the thing had happened, something had occurred, something had got fulfilled, now he has to fulfill his side of it. Now it is wajib, necessary for him to keep that i'tikaf. So this is one type of i'tikaf. Or where a person now breaks his i'tikaf for whatever reason, the sunnah i'tikaf that he had kept, so now it becomes wajib for him later on to fulfill and keep that i'tikaf. So i'tikaf wajib, there's two types. One is where there's a vow, or one is when a person is keeping a qaza of another i'tikaf that he was keeping and he happened to break it. So that is the wajib type. The next is the sunnah i'tikaf. The sunnah i'tikaf is what we normally accustomed to the last 10 days of Ramadan, sitting in the last 10 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give it such importance that every year he would sit. And the year that he had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat for 20 days in that last year. In other words, he doubled up also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was one amal of his that was very, very consistent. Many, many amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was consistent, but specifically would i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit every year, giving it the importance. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, Azwaji Mutahharat, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would also sit on their own in i'tikaf. So here we find that this was a practice that was continued even after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you get nafil i'tikaf. Nafil i'tikaf, for those of us that are not in sunnat i'tikaf, every time a person enters the masjid, he makes the niyat in his heart, oh Allah, that so long as I'm in the masjid, I'm making niyat that I'm in i'tikaf. So a person is getting rewarded all the time when he's in the masjid as though he's in i'tikaf. The i'tikaf now means to seclude and to isolate oneself. Why? Because now a person is connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as when he was in his business and he was busy with his dealings and he was busy with family and other commitments, there were too many things that were preoccupying a person's mind. Here's an opportunity to come out, seclude oneself and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget everything else. Everything else doesn't mean too much. Anything that will distract us also, a person should leave it. For example, the phone. If he needs to use it urgently or there's some urgent work, there is no harm if he uses it. Otherwise, a person should put it away. This is not only for a person in sunnat i'tikaf. Anytime a person is coming to the masjid, the phone becomes a very big distraction. Put the thing off. Better if he leaves it at home. But obviously a person now who's in sunnat i'tikaf, sometimes there may be some emergency or something. If there's a need, then he uses it. Otherwise, he doesn't even use it. Why? Because nothing must distract me from going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to be focused. Now, one thing we find, one hikmat in i'tikaf, is when a person comes into sunnat i'tikaf, when a person comes into i'tikaf, you find that he can't leave the hudud of the masjid. Hudud means the boundaries of the masjid, even for 1 second. Signifying to us that we can't leave the hudud of shariat. We can't leave the boundaries of shariat even for 1 second. We have to be so careful that something that was so permissible for me to go out into the wuzu khana, to go outside, was something that was permissible for me. But the moment I have committed myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for these 10 days, I can't even go 1 step out deliberately. I can't even go out. I can't leave the masjid for any reason that is not permissible. Now just quickly, which reasons are permissible? If a person needs a faraz ghusl, he can leave the masjid to go have a shower. If a person needs to use a toilet, he can leave the masjid. If a person needs to make wuzu, and there's no wuzu khana inside the masjid, then a person can leave the masjid to go to the wuzu khana that is outside the masjid. Person needs to get food and there's nobody else to bring his food for him, then he may go out of the masjid to fetch his food. So where there is necessity, then a person is allowed to go out. But where there is no necessity, then a person, or these necessities, then a person is not allowed to go out of the masjid. Then there's another thing that we have to bear in mind, that when a person has committed himself, these few pointers, inshallah, I'll terminate, brothers will be tired. But these things, that when a person gives himself, the first thing he must realize, that I have committed myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Committed. So nothing else should distract me. I should try and take maximum benefit from this opportunity. This ability to sit in i'tikaf is actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. Out of my busy schedule, He's given me the opportunity to come and spend some time in whose house? You're not spending some time in any person's house. Spending time in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. The first thing we have to do is commitment. Next thing we have to do, what next quality we must have, is the quality of love. Do it with love. A person will never ever spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grudgingly. Why did I come? Why did I do this? No, with love, with genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The desire to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, i'tikaf is a practice of the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find throughout the ages, they would love to spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are spending sunnat i'tikaf, obviously they are doing it to the highest form. Those that are not, at least when they're doing coming into the masjid, make niyat that I want to sit for nafil i'tikaf and try and spend more and more time in the masjid. Sometimes a person thinks that we have to do collective programs. We don't have to do collective programs. Actually, the true spirit of i'tikaf is seclusion, where a person can connect. But because nowadays generally people are weak and they need encouragement, therefore you'll find that there will be collective programs taking place in different masajid because people don't have that strength. But if a person has got that strength and ability to do his own, that is the best. Therefore, Mawlana Amir Rahmatullah Ali had a rule in his khanka there that at the time of i'tikaf, that after Taraweeh, right up till 3 o'clock, no talking, no loud Quran, no loud zikr, nothing. From after Taraweeh, right up till 3 o'clock. From 3 o'clock, now if you read loud Quran, read loud Quran, no problem. Loud zikr, loud, no problem. Why? Because nobody must disturb each other. Let everyone do their own ibadat. So the next thing is we do with love. The next thing is occupation. This 10 days now, this is my occupation. I got no business, I got no job, I got nothing else. My occupation now is dedicating myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing that a person should keep in mind is value. Value every second, value every moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's very easy to waste time by talking to other people that may be in the i'tikaf, by talking to other people in the masjid, by just talking to other people in the last 10 days, by just chatting, those of us that maybe not in i'tikaf, but just chatting away, or even sometimes you find people in i'tikaf also chatting on the phone. Try and cut it out completely. Our time is getting wasted here. So value every second. The next thing is expectation. Have expectation in reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man qama laylatul qadri imanu wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person who stands up at the night of laylatul qadr with these two qualities, imanu wa ihtisaba, he has iman in him and he has expectation of reward. So when we do it, we must always have expectation. Oh Allah, we are hopeful, whatever we are doing, you are going to reward us for it. Like that also a person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, imanu wa ihtisaba, with iman and with expectation of reward. So this expectation of reward is something that we should have all the time. And the next thing that we should always have is the quality of respect. Show respect to everything that is related to deen. Show respect to the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show respect to the kitab of Allah, the Quran Sharif. Show respect to the disc. Show respect to everything that connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinah Sharif, etc. The words of Allah, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the azan. So everything that is connected, we show that respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will reward us abundantly. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of valuing these last few moments of Ramadan, taking advantage. And as I mentioned, if you don't know what to do, at least if you are tired, sleep. There is one misunderstanding that in the month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, we mustn't sleep. The person is tired, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention, and even mentioned to his wives also, that if you are tired, then go and sleep. If a person is tired, then he may be reading the wrong things, his mind may not be there. So a person is tired, he should sleep. But the moment he can wake up and he's a little bit fresh, then he should wake up again and do that ibadat. And when we do that ibadat also, then now we try and do it with focus and do it with dedication. So these valuable moments, valuable time, easy way as we've been doing, is try and cut out those things that are unnecessary. Anything unnecessary, I don't need to do it in Ramadan. Let me cut it out, we'll do it after Ramadan. But now, let us just focus our time. So try and read Quran Sharif. As much Quran as a person can read, he's lucky. He gets tired, he can make some zikr. He gets tired, he makes some salat. He gets tired, he does something else. So by constantly changing, so what will happen is refreshes the mind. The mind can stay fresh. But when a person is very tired, then he should go and have a rest. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of taking advantage of this Mubarak moment, this Mubarak time, making dua for ourselves, making dua for the family, and making dua for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.